Seoul. Millions of South Koreans went to the polls on Tuesday in a high-stakes snap presidential election. The election is triggered by the ousting of former President Yoon Suk-yeol, who now faces trial on rebellion charges for his brief but controversial imposition of martial law in December. Liberal candidate Lee Jae-myung, a longtime rival of Yoon, emerged as the clear frontrunner, buoyed by widespread public outrage over the martial law episode. Pre-election surveys suggested Lee was headed for a decisive victory, with conservative candidate Kim Moon-soo struggling to gain traction amid infighting in his People Power Party and the fallout from Yoon's failed power grab. "This vote is a stern judgment on the destruction of democracy," Lee declared in a final appeal to voters. Kim, meanwhile, warned that a Lee presidency could usher in authoritarianism, likening his rival's ambitions to a Hitler-like dictatorship. Turnout was robust. As of 2 p.m., over 13 million had voted, with early voting bringing the total to 65.5% of South Korea's 44.4 million eligible voters. Polls opened at 6 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m., with results expected by midnight. The winning candidate will be sworn in immediately on Wednesday for a 5-year term without a transition period. Lee, known for his rise from child laborer to political heavyweight, has promised to tackle inequality, boost economic growth, and heal national divisions. South Korea's central bank recently slashed its 2025 growth forecast to 0.8%, citing political instability and looming trade tensions with Washington. Meanwhile, prospects for renewed inter-Korean dialogue remain dim, with Pyongyang focused on ties with Russia despite U.S. overtures.